Just a few more halachot on the laws of Shemitat Kesafim that we've been discussing on the previous days. The Takana of Hillel, which we discussed when he saw that people stopped lending money when it came close to the Shemitah because they didn't want their loans to be cancelled, and they were transgressing an Isur in the Torah that says you can't do that. You cannot shy away from lending money just because Shemitah is coming, but Mitziut, the people were shying away from lending. So he made a takana to protect both rich men and both poor men. That takana was called Troz Bol. Troz is a takana and Bol is a rich man. It's really Proz Bole Ubute, because Bute is the poor man. Well, the rich man is protected now that he'll get his money as a result of this takana. The poor man is protected that he'll get loaned. He'll get the lent money. So everybody's good. Basically, the way it works is the loans are transferred to the Beit Din. Torah says only personal you can't collect, but if it's Beit Din being the creditor, so it's okay. So technically, going to the strict halakha, you'd have to go in front of a Beit Din of three rabbis that are experts on dinim mamonot and know the laws fluently, and you'd have to really tell them that you are giving over to them all your debt and all your shtarot and all your loans for them to collect it. However, halakha says that the lender does not have to matriyah himself to go find the Beit Din. He could just go in front of two witnesses and tell the two witnesses that he has a will and a desire to transfer all his debt to a Beit Din. Now the witnesses will sign that they heard him say that, and he'll sign as well. And it's proper to put what Beit Din you are transferring to, which means the Beit Din Tzedek of Yerushalayim in HaKodesh that is presided by the three rabbis. And you write the three rabbis on the shtar, so it's very clear who the debt is going to. Now that being said, the minhag is to write the shtar at the end of the Shemitah. So the question is, really the poskim write that whatever you lend out after you wrote your prosbol does not protect it. The prosbol only protects what was done before. So the she'ela is, according to that, it sounds like you should write the prosbol at the latest time possible. You should write it at the end of Elul, meaning Erev Rosh Hashanah. However, the halakha does say that so long as you write the prosbol any time in Elul, you will not have a problem. Why? Because we have a general rule that says Stam halva'a shloshim yom, that a general loan, if you don't stipulate when it's due, is due in 30 days. And the law, so if a person, let's say, arbitrarily lent money on the 15th of Elul, it's not going to be due until the 15th of Tishri. The law is Shemitah only cancels out loans that are due before Rosh Hashanah. Anything that's due after Rosh Hashanah, it's still good, still applicable. And therefore, a guy lending money in Elul, technically, if he didn't specify that he wants his money back in, you know, one day or whatever it is, it's going to be a 30-dayer, and therefore you don't need a prosbol for that. So technically, you can start writing your prosbol now in order to alleviate these issues. Again, you do not have to go in front of a Beit Din. You could just go in front of witnesses. Last but not least, the halakha does say prosbol nichtav afilu balayla. You can write the prosbol even at night. She'eno nichshav ka'asiyat mishpat. You might have thought that's considered like a judgment, Beit Din, and we know Beit Din doesn't sit at night. Halakha says that's not so. And furthermore, you can even use witnesses that are kirubim. If the witnesses are related, it is permissible as well. Even if the judges are related to the malveh or to the loveh, it'll be okay as well.